Zakta Mishnevayta Masechta Shkalim, Perek Zayin, Mishnevav, Amar Rebbe Shimon. You should know what we learned earlier, that if someone finds a behema, Bezin was Masakin, that the Tzibur should pay for the Nesachim. That was one of seven similar takanas, where Bezin said, let the Tzibur pay for it. So again, Amar Rebbe Shimon, Mishnevav, Shivet Dvarim, Eskinu Bezdin. Bezin was Masakin seven things, Vezeh Echidmen. This is one of them. In other words, as the Tversi Yisrael explains, what we learned in the previous Mishnah about paying for the Nesachim of a behema that is found, that is one of them. And now we're going to continue with the list of the other six. Nachri Sheshalach Alosai Mimedina Siyam. We have a Nachri, someone who's not Jewish, who sent his carbon oila Mimedina Siyam from a country all the way on the other side of the ocean. Vishalach Ima Nesachim, and he sent along Nesachim. Zok the Mishnah, Kraven Mishalai. So we're makrivit from his own. The Bat Tanura reminds us, we learn from the pasuk of Ish Ish, that teaches us, Shanacharim, Noidrim, Nidarim, Vinidavis Kisra. Now, Vim Lav, if not, if he didn't send money for Nesachim, so Kraven Mishal Tzibur, then the Tzibur pays for it. Zakta Mishnah Vaiter, Vachen Ger Shemetz, we have a Ger who passed away, and he left no children. He did have a carbon that was ready to go, V'niach Zvachim. So, Im Yeshle Nesachim, if he designated money for Nesachim, Kreve Mishalai, so we're going to use that money. V'im Lab, if he didn't designate money for the Nesachim, so all of his Nechasim are Hefker. Whoever grabs it first, it's his. So we don't have money for the Nesachim, and therefore Kreve Mishal Tzibur. Here too, Bezin was Mesakein, that the money should come from the Tzibur. Now, it's important to understand this. If this Ger had children after he was Megayer himself, so it's insignificant that he's a Ger. He's the same as everyone else. The reason we're using the Mashal of a Ger is because Ein Lecha Adam Shevi Yisrael that has no Yarshim, even if he doesn't have children. So it goes up to his father. His father's not alive, and his brother is Yarshim. If they're not alive, it goes up to his grandfather, comes down to his cousin. It goes all the way up until Yaakov Avinu, and comes down to the closest cousin. But in the case of a Ger, it could be Taka that there are no Yarshim. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Utanai Bezenhu. Bezin made a special condition. Al Kohen Gadol Shemeis, in regard to a Kohen Gadol who passes away. Shtei Minchas Ay Kreve Mishal Tzibur. His Mincha should be brought from the Tzibur. Every day the Kohen Gadol brings a personal carbon Mincha called Minchas Chavita. It's divided into two. Half is brought during the morning of Avodah and the other half in the afternoon. The Kohen Gadol brings this at his own expense. If the Kohen Gadol passes away, and so far no other Kohen Gadol has taken his place yet, the carbon has to be brought. Well, who's going to pay for it? So our Mishnah teaches us, they made a takana that the Tzibur pays for it until a new Kohen Gadol comes into power. The Bat Tanura says this is learned from the Pasuk, Chak Oilam. Chak Zeh Yeh Mishel Oilam. In other words, from the Tzibur, from the Trumas Halishka. I'm sure that some of you are saying, what? It's a pasuk? Well, if it's a pasuk that we pay for it, if there's no Kohen Gadol, so why does the Mishnah say, Tanai Bezdin? It's not a stipulation of Bezdin, it's not a takana of Bezdin, you just told me it's a pasuk. Well, the answer is that Bezdin had first made a takana that the Yarshim of the Kohen Gadol should pay for it. But when they saw that it wasn't happening, so again, there was a Tanai Bezdin to reinstitute what the original pasuk told us to do. And that is that the Tzibur should pay for it. So far we had four takanais. One was somebody finds a behema, the Nesachim kam mishal Tzibur. The second was in regard to a Nachri, Shashalach Elasim in Medina Sayam, but he didn't send money for the Nesachim. Chazal were Masakim that those Nesachim should be paid for by the Tzibur. The third is in regard to a Ger Shemes, V'hniach Zvachim, but he didn't designate any money for Nesachim. Here too, the Tzibur will step in, and the funds for the Nesachim will come from Hekdesh money. And the fourth one was a Tanai Bezin in regard to a Kohen Gadol who passed away, and no other Kohen Gadol has been appointed yet, that his Mincha comes Mishal Tzibur. In this last case, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Imi Mishal Yarshim. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Yarshim have to pay for it. It's not a Takana that they made originally, that the ears of the Kohen Gadol should pay for it. No, it's Min HaTorah, says Rav Yehuda. He learns that from the Pasuk. Va'kayin HaMashiach, Tachtav Mibanav. on his sons in place of him. In other words, if the Kohen HaMashiach passes away, Tachtav, Echad Mibanav Yasai, so one of his sons, has to provide this. So here's where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakam. The first Tana holds that Min HaTayr, the Tzibah, is really supposed to pay for it. Chazal made a takana that the Yarshim should pay for it. When they saw that the Yarshim weren't doing it, so they made a Tanai Bezin to go back to what the Pasuk says. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's the Pasuk that says that the Yarshim should pay for it. Furthermore, Ushleima HaSakreva. In this case, it was brought whole. What does it mean it was brought whole? When the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol came as Shel Tzibur, according to Reb Shimon, or from the Yarshim, according to Reb Yehuda, it was brought as an Asarin Sholem, not a half Asarin. Let's go back to what we mentioned earlier on. The Kohen Gadol had to bring a personal Mincha, a Minchas Chavitin. It was 1/10 of an Eifa, actually. It had to be mixed with 3 log of Shemen Zayas. But the point is, it was divided. Half of it was brought during the morning, and the other half in the afternoon. However, if the Kohen Gadol himself was not bringing it, the whole carbon is brought in one time. Does Reb Shimon agree to this? And the answer is yes. Both Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon agree that when the Tzibur pays for it, if the Kohen Gadol himself isn't bringing it, you don't divide it in half. The only shaila is in which psukim you learn out from. We'll see soon, Be'ez Hashem. Reb Shimon has a pasuk to teach us when the Tzibur brings it, you bring it whole in one time. And Reb Yehuda has a pasuk that when the Yarshim bring it, you bring it whole. You don't divide it in half. Is Mechuyev to provide for this carbon instead of him? Furthermore, both Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda agree that unless the Kohen Gadol himself is bringing his mincha, it's not divided into half, but it's brought whole at one time. Ushleim ha'sekrev. And they each learned it from different psukim. Reb Shimon learns it from the pasuk that says, Kol, the tzibur is makrivit, it has to be whole. You shouldn't be makrivit half. Half is only when the Kohen Gadol himself brings it. And Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the pasuk, Mibanav Yasa Oysa, one of his children, are being makrivit after his father passed away. In other words, the Yarshim, Yasa Oysa, he has to do the whole thing, and not half. The Bat Tanura tells us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that it comes from the Yarshim. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. In Mishnah Hay, we learned that they made a special takana if someone finds a carbon, the tzibur should pay for the nesachim. The Shema tells us in Mishnah Vav there were 7 such takanis. That was only the first, and the Mishnah is going to teach us the other 6. The second one was about a nachri who sent his oilam in Medina Sayam. If he did not send along money designated for nesachim, the tzibur pays for it. The third takana was in regard to a ger shemes. He has no yarshim. He left over karbonis, but he didn't designate any money for nesachim. So his money is hefker. Whoever's closest to it is going to take it. The tzibur is going to pay for the nesachim. The fourth takana was a tenai bezin on a kohen gadol shemes, even though he brings a minchas chavitin every single day that is divided in half. If the kohen gadol passes away and there's no other kohen gadol that has been appointed, the tzibur is going to bring that mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the yarshim are going to bring it, not the tzibur. And furthermore, normally we said the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol is divided in half. He brings half in the morning, half later on. When the kohen gadol himself is not bringing it, it's brought shleima. We spoke out that the Gemara explains what is the machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that the tenai bezin is the tzibur should pay for it? And why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that comes mishal yarshin? Again, we're talking about the mincha of the kohen gadol when the kohen gadol passed away. And the answer is, Reb Shimon says, Be'etzem, from the Pasuk, we learn that the Tzibur is supposed to pay for the Kohen Gadol's mincha, if the Kohen Gadol passed away. Chazal made a takana, let the Yarshim pay for it. When the Yarshim weren't doing it, so the Tanai Bezin reinstituted what the Pasuk tells us. In other words, they were mevatel the takana. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The Pasuk says that the Yarshim pay for it. It wasn't a takana to make the Yarshim pay for it, that's what the Pasuk says. Furthermore, the Mishnah concluded by saying that when the Kohen Gadol himself doesn't bring the carbon, it's not divided in half, it's brought shleima. The entire amount is brought at one time. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree to this, but they learn it from different psukim. Rabbi Shimon learns when the tzibur brings it. They bring it at one time, because the pasuk says kol, that's how you should be makter it, in one shot. And Rabbi Yehuda says when the Yarshim bring it, they bring it at one time, because Rabbi Yehuda holds it's the Yarshim that have to bring it. And that's learned from Mibonav Yasa Oisa. When one of his children are makrovit after his father died, which they have to, in other words, the Yarshim Yasa Oisa, he has to do the whole thing in one time, but not half.